The film director, as compared to the theater director, has as his material the finished recorded celluloid. This material from which his final work is composed consists not of living men or real landscapes, not of real, actual stage sets, but only of their images, recorded on separate strips that can be shortened, altered, and assembled according to his will. The elements of reality are fixed on these pieces. By combining them in his selected sequence, shortening and lengthening them according to his desire, the director builds up his own filmic time and filmic space. He does not adapt reality, but uses it for the creation of a new reality. And the most characteristic and important aspect of this process is that, in it, laws of space and time, invariable and inescapable in work, with actuality become obedient. The film assembles from them a new reality proper only to itself.